And begin to give glory to God this morning. Begin to give him glory. Begin to appreciate him for the answers that he has given to your prayers today. Let God hear your voice of appreciation. Give him the glory both in the spirit and in your understanding. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Father, thank you for the answers. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
This service this morning, it is testimony time. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Please listen to the following documented testimonies. Number one, supernatural change of story after joining this commission. For years, my family was stagnated. We lived in a face me and face you apartment since I was born. However, in 2010, while in secondary school, my uncle invited me to this commission. In 2020, I told God to take my family away from that apartment. And during the 21 days prayer and fasting, Bishop David Oyedepo said that the year 2020 was a year to look out for. That year, someone mocked my mother, calling her chief tenant. Thereafter, during the lockdown, I still held on to that word. However, immediately after the lockdown, my family left the house we lived for 26 years to a beautiful three-bedroom apartment. That hand clap can be bigger for Jesus this morning. As if that was not enough, that same year, I was gloriously married. Today, I am the first female graduate in my family. I return all the glory to God. And the testifier is Gloria O. Number two, miracle job via soul winning and kingdom advancement prayers. I've come to return all the glory to the God of this commission for fulfilling Matthew 6:33 in my life. It all started in the month of March this year, when I applied for a job in a multinational telecommunication company, but did not get the job, even though I desperately needed a change of level financially. When the Wonder Double season was declared in June, I engaged in it in a business-like manner, telling people about Jesus and also with follow-up calls to ensure they are in church. And during break time in the office, I engaged fervently in kingdom advancement prayers. Then the God of Wonder Double showed up. On the week declared by my papa as my week of rewards, the same multinational telecommunication company called me for a selection interview for a post I did not apply for, and I got the job this time cheaply. And this came with mouth-watering salary and benefits. This can only be God. Indeed, serving God pays the best and empowers for wealth. And the testifier is Enobong Iyang. Please join me rise on your feet this morning. And with grateful hearts, let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. You can make it bigger and better this morning.
Hallelujah. Lift up those two hands, everyone, and let's thank him this morning for answered prayers. Let's give him glory and praise. Let's celebrate him. Larush Kanabarado Sianipa. Would you give him thanks? Give him thanks in the spirit, give him thanks in your understanding. We serve the God of wonders. Blessed be your name, Lord. Now ask him to speak to you this morning, everyone. Ask him, speak to me this morning, Jesus. I want to hear from you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are all gathered here waiting to receive from you. now speak to each one of us. Let the word of each one come true in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, and blessed be your name in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural breakthrough. And so shall it be. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to please continue to remember, testimonies are pointers to what God wants to do in your life. Something unusual happened, or is happening, is still ongoing. The supernatural replication of sales this year. It all began with one study we did, harvest and testimonies from those who have succeeded in growing sales. And we put that together in what we call proven strategies for sale growth and replication. Now, what we have seen this year, by our regular sale growth system, will have taken 4 years. But by harvesting these testimonies and breaking them down into what and what they did to get the kind of results they got, see what is happening. That's how testimonies reproduce themselves in the lives of people. Now, that's us learning from people that we taught, who have applied what they were taught to suit the places where they were, scripturally, and generating results. There is no apartheid in knowledge. Somebody has gotten a testimony, find out the process. You are interested, follow the process, you have the same product. You have the same product. Now over 9,000 sales replicated in 8 weeks. Follow the same process. People are so interested in the product, they don't like the process. Follow the process. You can't be deliberate and intense praying kingdom advancement prayer without being visited. No, God who sees your labor in secret, he will reward you openly. You can't be passionate about souls and not be rewarded. Amen. Either gathers shall receive wages. So there is a payback for every investment on the field. And we can see those paybacks and those rewards being enumerated by people. Life, not a story that you are hearing from somewhere else. All those testimonies have telephone numbers. We can give you the telephone numbers to call them. They are swimming in God's payback by their raw obedience to God's commandments. Something must turn loose in your life. Amen. If someone replicated 13 times in 1 year, we should learn from him. What did you do, sir? There's nothing wrong with that. I will repeat again, never just get entertained by testimonies, get instructed by them. For the righteousness of their testimony is forever. Give me understanding and I shall live. Psalm 119 verse 144. And in Psalm 119 verse 111, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. So get instructed by these testimonies. Don't sit down somewhere and say, well, you see, I can't see. You want to see what they saw? Do what they did. Praise God. The turnaround package ordained for you this year shall not be lost. To spiritual insensitivity, and spiritual slothfulness. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. Stop wishing. Stop waiting. Do it. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. You don't go forward sitting down. You go forward taking steps. Why must we continue to pray for church growth? That's the line of exhortation for the week. We all know that it takes the world to sustain supernatural church growth. John 6, 66 to 68. Jesus turned to his disciples, "Will ye also go away?" Because at that time, many of the disciples went back from him. After the mystery of the communion was unveiled, it was too hard for them. They said, "Whither shall we go from thee? For thou hast the word of eternal life." You have the word of eternal life. So it takes the world to sustain supernatural church growth. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles shall be gathered together. Matthew 24 and verse 28. Wherever the carcass is, there the eagles shall be gathered together. Wherever God is speaking life, people naturally gathered. Wherever God is addressing issues, and they are seeing results, people will normally gather. You can't have the answer and not have the people. People have problems. They are looking for answers. And Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come and learn of me the way out of your trouble, and you'll find rest for your soul." That's why they can't come, except the word is there that teach, that helps them to know the way out of their trouble. Matthew 11, 28 and 29. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come and learn of me the way out of your predicament." I mean, I'm meek and lowly in heart. Come with meekness. Come with lowliness of heart. You will find out. Stop bragging. I've done everything that I should do. No, you are here to do the right thing. When you and I do the right thing, it will break forth. God is not a man that he should lie. God, show me the way to go. Show me the way out. You come with a heart crying to know the way out. Many are so proud, sir. As far as they are concerned, God is at fault. As far as they are concerned, they have done everything that God said. So we must come to pray for the flow of the world to keep the church growing and sustain our growth. Because only the word that the Lord gives produces fruits. The Lord gave the word, and great is the company of them that publish it. So the word has to come from God. And you have not because you ask not. So we have to pray for the release of the word that will speak to the issues of the lives of people and bring them out of their troubles. Turn their troubles to miracles. Turn their trials to testimonies. That's why we must pray. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, the door shall be opened. Lord, send us the word that will generate answers to the issues of concern in the lives of people. Send us solution beyond the world. Send us your healing words that will heal the brokenhearted. That's why we must pray. Watch, if everybody here today will pray for the release of fresh word, this coming Sunday, you see wonders. Paul the Great said, "Brethren, pray for us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. That the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Pray for us. That the word of the Lord may have free course. May flow freely. As God gives utterance, flow freely. Like in the day of Pentecost, flow freely. And bringing solutions to long-standing problems of people. We serve a problem-solving God. He solves our problems through his word. So as we pray for the world, you find people's problem just tearing apart. Glory to God. You find God turning their trials to testimonies. Say with me, I serve a problem-solving God. And he solves problems through his word. In Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word. And it healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So it is the sent word that heals. It's the sent word that delivers. He sent his word. In Job chapter 6 verse 25, how forcible are right words. How forcible are right words. How forcible, powerful are the words from the Lord. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4, we have this prophetic word concerning Christ. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should speak a word in season to him that is weary. A word in season to bring life back to him that is weary. The word in season steers hope, opens up the future. So what are we doing? We are praying for the right word in every service. We are praying for the sent word in every service. We are praying for the word in season in every service. And as that comes through, we find results everywhere. When goods increase, they increase that eat it. As the world increases, the multitudes increase. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Word increase equals church increase. Lord, send your word in increasing dimension that will keep this church on the path of growth for life. You know, it's what we ask that we receive. So let's go ahead and engage in demanding for life transforming, ever increasing dimension of the word coming from our altar. And the husbandman that labors must be first partaker of the fruit. When you pray it, you become a first partaker of the blessing that flows through it. Put that to work today, tomorrow, and watch what will happen on Sunday. Amen. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So especially take the intercessory prayer guidelines on life-transforming world is one of our packages. And engage intensely that everyone coming on Sunday will return with his word. You know, until the time that his word came, talking about Joseph, the word of the Lord tried them. But when his word came, the king sent and loosed them. Praise God. Everybody's word must come this Sunday. Every new convert, old members, invitees, everybody's word that will open up the next chapter of their life must come down this Sunday. Lift up your two hands and pray that prayer. Everybody pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Send us your word, your solution bearing word, your healing word, your deliverance word, your life transforming word, your chapter opening word, your problem solving word, your hope standing word. Send us your word this Sunday like never before. Let your word come in increase in dimension this coming Sunday. Surprise us by your word this Sunday. Pray for all the altars of this commission around the world. Let your word go forward with power this coming Sunday. All around the world, let your word go forth with power this Sunday. Do only what you alone can do this coming Sunday. Leru shagala baradi anitazuze. Akano teprod. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. I heard this statement from the sage, T.L. Osborne, of blessed memory. He said, when you stop learning, you start dying. When you stop learning, you start dying. When you stop learning, I heard it from him direct in 1990. When you stop learning, you start dying. When you stop learning, you start dying. When you stop learning, you start dying. We were in Kenneth Hagin's office, and then we saw him reading the book of T.L. Osborne, The Faith That Works. Now, this is the father of faith. He's reading from an evangelist, The Faith That Works. Light can break forth from anywhere. Can I hear your amen? Light can break forth from anywhere. These precious people sharing those testimonies that we categorize, I mean, they were teaching me a lot of things. They don't know anything about saying it's me who taught them. But now they have put it to work, and I've seen how it applies. And it's working. So it's wisdom to say, hey, folks, see what people have done with the world. See how it has worked where they are. Put it to work. It will work too in your life. Amazing things. Now, I can't tell how many thousands God is taking us to this year. I can't tell. Praise God. God will change your story. God will change your story. Refuse to be entertained by testimonies. God has destroyed cancer before. He has destroyed every kind of disease you can imagine. And just find out what they did. You know why we did the book Signs and Wonders today? It's a compendium of testimonies. Whatever you want, go to the section. Check it through. Carefully find out what they did. Plug yourself into it. Okay. Glory to God. The testimony of church growth of Yonkicho is a major factor in the growth of this church. I kept searching for it since 85. I kept studying it since 85. And we started saying it, and we are still saying it tomorrow. It's your year of turnaround. Don't wait for it. Work at it. Don't wish for it. Put it to work. So, whatever has refused to turn, either to must turn this year. And now we are very close to 48th anniversary week. That prophetic feast. Prepare yourself like never before, because God must visit you there. By opening your heart to receive him. Lift up your two hands. Speak to the day and tomorrow. And ask the Lord to engrace you on the prayer altar. To pray like never before. And see the result of your prayer this coming Sunday. I must see the result of my prayer this coming Sunday. I must see the result of my prayer this coming Sunday in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, tomorrow is Saturday. We're going to be having our prayer mountain. We have 30 minutes extension in prayers. And then we'll be taking on also prayers for the 48th anniversary. It'll be awesome. So get ready for it. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. What a day. It's your day. Today is your day. Take hold of it. Take hold of the day. It must respond to what you desire.
make your declarations as you take hold of the day right now, delivering all that you desire as you speak it forth. Lift your voice and make your decrees. Make your decrees and do it in faith. Make your decrees and do it in faith. Now lift your hand and voice and begin to give glory to God this morning. Thank Him from the bottom of your heart. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Don't forget we have our flyers available. You take what you require and advertise Jesus using them and be rewarded openly as you do in Jesus' name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.